You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. More than 160 locally owned business enterprises introduced themselves on Tuesday to many departments within Syracuse University who could potentially buy their goods or services in the future. The Building Local Procurement Fair placed a special emphasis on businesses owned by women, minorities, and veterans. VP of Community Engagement B. Gonzalez says the initiative goes along with the other programs that the university has supported.
For a long time, through the Southside Innovation Center and through WISE, which is Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship, and this is an opportunity for all the work they've been doing in the past years to now bring their clients that have been through their programming into this Buy Local strategy.
A certified minority women's business enterprise is Gwen Weber McLeod, the CEO and president of Gwen Inc. Her leadership development company focuses on diversity and inclusion in the workforce. She's based in Auburn and has clients across the U.S.
So I think that there could be some alignment and some partnership between my company and various schools at the university where they are truly educating students because of their being millennial women or people of color will be breaking the glass ceiling the minute they graduate. And I suspect some of those students might be doing that right here on their campus by being a first and only in some of their respective schools or classes as well.
A local printer, Sarah Parsons of Plus Science and Graphics, has been hired by the university before. She and her husband, Mark Strodel, work together to produce the orders. She plans to introduce herself to other departments at SU.
I'd like to fortify my existing relationships with those departments and then hopefully cultivate new relationships. Everything is based on relationships and networking in business to succeed. And so I think that this is going to be perfect for that.
Parsons started the business 10 years ago and says it just took off from there. SU's Gonzalez says research shows that for every local dollar spent with a local business, another $4 to $7 is generated. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.